Hello, this is AM 590 The Answer with your host, Anthony Patrick, Roadmap on Real Estate. My companies are New Harvest Ventures LLC and New Harvest Realty Inc. Our BRE number is 020-13694. You can reach us at 909-694-2221. And one of my team members or I will personally answer your phone call or email me at anthonypatrick@anthonypatrick.net with any real estate questions or concerns. With me on my show today, my beautiful wife, Mindy, of 26 years as of August 8th this year. So, Mindy, how did they get a hold of our company?
Hello, listeners. Thank you for being here. I am Mindy with New Harvest Realty. And if I can help you find or sell your home, give me a call at 909-297-0425 or email me at mindy@newharvestrealty.com. If you are a veteran, don't hesitate to give us a call. It would be my absolute honor to serve you and help you achieve all your real estate needs.
Thank you, hon. And also, if you're a homeless veteran out there and you need help, I have different organizations. I work with a man named Ron Griffin. And if you're a homeless woman out there, give us a call and I'll guide you in the right direction. Please get off the street and let us help you and bless you. We have a lot of good organizations that will work with you and get you back on your feet and let us help you, bless you. So again, you can give us a call at 909-297-0425. Mindy's number, or again, my number is 909-694-2221. Now, remember, before we get started, I decided to do this radio show so you have a better understanding of all avenues of real estate, from flipping properties, acquiring rental properties, tax liens, probates, foreclosures, or, you know, let us help you buy or sell your home. We're here for you. There's a lot of scams in the industry. There's a lot of bad things going on, but we're here for you. We've already, God has blessed our company, and we're already successful people. So let us help you have a seamless transaction. And again, I also, if you're looking to, I need hard money, I can help you with your next flip. Or you listen, remember, I had Paul Wilkins on last week and probate. So if you need money for you're tied up in probate and you need cash, give us a call. So again, you could reach us at 909-694-2221. My guest today is one of our good partners here is Angel Aragreen of New Harvest Realty. We are located in Rancho Cucamonga, and his number is 909-200-0266. Now, before we get started, I would like to say thank you for our listeners who keep calling us and sending us email. And I would like to give a great shout out to my mother-in-law, Mrs. G. So love you, G. Thank you for listening. Okay, so Angel, you get ready. Here we go. So our topic today is the important steps in the home selling process. Next week, we're going to do for the FHA or buying your first home. But this week, we're going to go important steps. So Angel, how should I choose a listing agent? Or Mindy, if you want to chime in when you want, or you guys take over this conversation, but you guys are my agent. So how should I choose a listing agent?
Awesome. Awesome. Anthony, thank you for having me. You know what? It's always a blessing, and I appreciate you letting me take part in this. So, you know, choosing a listing agent, right? So I'm sitting on the fence. I'm thinking about, you know, selling my house and the motivation's there. You know what? It's very important, right? So we know right now that the market is extremely hot. I mean, the market's on fire, and people that were maybe sitting on the fence about possibly listing their home, I'll tell you, should really jump on it like now, like very soon. Nothing is guaranteed, right? I cannot guarantee what the market will look like 3 months from now, 6 months from now, a year from now. But what I can guarantee is that if your home shows well and is priced right, you will have multiple offers within a few days, and you should be in escrow fairly quick. That's where the market is right now. You know, who you choose to sell your home is very important. So how should I choose a listing agent? You know, are they experienced in today's real estate market? You know, today's real estate market versus earlier in the year, what that market looked like, you know, lockdown, you know, there's been like micro shifts, you know, plenty of agents out there have licensed for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. And that's all great and dandy. But the truth is, this year alone, we've gone through micro shifts. You know, between January and February, we had our seasonal trend where, you know, it was usually a little bit slower. And that's what usually happens. But when March hit and the lockdown happened, that caused a shift. People pulled back and decided to sit a while and wait to see what was going to happen. You know, another thing that happened, weeks later, banks pulled products off the shelves. you know, jumbo loans tightened up. And in some cases, you know, those products weren't available for people anymore, you know, and that caused a shift. You know, Anthony, you know, give us an example of financing for hard money. You know, what happened when we went on the lockdown then?
Yeah, you know? the points. Yeah, definitely. The points went up. Everything went up. And they used to loan 85 to 90%. They went 75%. And it just, it wasn't even worth it anymore because their numbers went from where I used to get it for 1 in 6. They skyrocketed to like 2.5 to like 10. So there's no money there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You're right. So these shifts were happening throughout the year that we didn't see in previous years. So again, the question is, how should I choose my listing agent, right? You know, Mr. and Mrs. Seller, you know, I would tell you, I'd recommend you interview 2 to 3 agents, you know, well, unless you're interviewing Mindy and I, then in that case, you know what,
you don't have to. You stop right there.
Hey, there's two right there.
That's right.
You don't have to interview anybody else. Just sign the listing agreement. We'll get your home sold. Another thing to consider, you know, does your agent have a general understanding of lending? You know, now I'm not saying that your agent has to be a lender. That's not what I'm saying. But, you know, rates are historically low right now. There's a whole wave of people refinancing their homes. Loan applications are up. There's just a lot of folks out there because of rates. And with that being said, sellers are receiving multiple offers. The problem here, though, is that some of these offers being submitted are not really offers. You know, and what do I mean by that? You know, well, I'll use a recent scenario that Mindy and I just went through. You know, we had multiple offers on a listing, you know, not too long ago, you know, maybe just a few weeks. And after reviewing the offers, we noticed that some of the financing that they noted in the purchase agreement just wasn't adding up. So, you know, they had noted that they were coming in with 3.5% FHA financing. You know, it's pretty standard, you know, with the loan product, you know, you see it a lot. And the problem here is that the price of the home exceeded the Riverside County loan limits. So essentially they were coming in, you know, noting with a loan product that did not meet the loan limit guidelines. So we had received 2 similar offers just like that. And when we called the agents about it, one of them turned around and blamed the lender. Mm-hmm. And then, so Mindy, you and I were sitting there like, okay, yeah, you can blame the lender all you want, but you wrote up the deal.
That's,
you
know, right.
You should have caught it. And so agents, you know, you don't have to know all the details about lending products and programs, but a good experienced agent should be able to recognize available loan products. You know, the last thing you want is to get into escrow with somebody that doesn't qualify. And you know, it's just, you drag everybody through the mud. So I would definitely recommend that you interview multiple agents, vet out their understanding of all facets, and yes, including lending. So, you know, that's what I'd recommend when choosing a listing agent, somebody who's experienced and knows their market.
That's right.
So, okay. So how do I know what's my house worth? I know there's Redfin and Zillow out there. But again, that's based on a, you know, not how the house looks. So I know you and Mindy go to the house and check it out before you actually even say what the house was worth, because you can see their upgrades. And also too, you're one of the other questions I was going to ask you is, you know, to get the house ready. So they need to get the house ready to go and make it clean and not so clusterish is the word I'm trying to look for. So, you know, how do you come up with the best comparables and, you know, and then recommend to them about, you know, as far as improvements and stuff like that.
No, it makes sense. That's a good question, Anthony. And then pricing your home to sell, that ranks at the very top of importance when listing your home, right? For the most part, there's 3 key points that get covered when, I know that when Mindy and I talk about sitting down with Mr. Seller, you know, the 3 key points that we like to cover with our sellers, because they want to know this, right? How long will it take to sell my house? And what is it going to cost me to sell my house? And then the last question that everybody wants is, you know, how much do I get? What do I net after everything's said and done? That's essentially what they want to know, right? And the immediate and most common practice for most interested sellers is, to go online and choose one of those tier 2 search engines like Redfin, Zillow, Trulia, and use their Zestimate or their recommended sale. The problem here is that those platforms don't always tell the full story. You know, example, the generalization of comparables being used by these platforms don't take into account, you know, the desirability in the home. You know, I'll put it like this. If you can choose the following, a cul-de-sac or being on the main street.
That's right.
You know, having nice pavers in your driveway or having asphalt, you know, pergo flooring or linoleum, galvanized plumbing or copper.
Right.
You know, all this stuff matters. You know what? If you're sitting across the table and you're pricing the home and Zillow told you that your house is worth $500,000 and I walk in and you got linoleum and you got galvanized plumbing and you got, you know, an asphalt driveway, I'm sorry. There's no way I'm going to allow you to go ahead and say, well, my neighbor down the street sold for $600, so I want $600. I'm like, no, time out. You know what I mean? So it's one of those things where we have to look at, you know, desirability, location, amenities, possible nuisances, anything and everything that would help or potentially can be something that reduces the desirability of the home. You know, so, you know, just some things to consider when you're trying to find out what your home is worth. This is where Mindy and I come in and we sit down with Mr. and Mrs. Seller to point those things out because they need to hear the truth.
Right, yeah. Right. So, you know, that was quick. And you were right, Angel, as we talked right earlier. But we're going to go to the break and we'll continue talking about this on the next segment of our show. Mindy, will you take us out, please?
Absolutely. You have been listening to Anthony Patrick Roadmap on Real Estate. Thank you for tuning in. We will be right back after the break talking more on important steps in the home selling process.
Hello, this is Anthony Patrick, the owner of New Harvest Ventures and New Harvest Realty. I've been blessed to be a real estate investor and mentor for 15 years here in Southern California. I've learned the art of flipping houses from the ground floor as I started as a handyman. I've helped hundreds of people across the country achieve success in the real estate industry by sharing with them what I have learned. God has blessed my beautiful wife, Mindy, and me with our marriage of 25 years and our real estate business. We are excited to share all we have learned by helping others with their real estate needs. Tune into my new show, Roadmap on Real Estate, Sundays at 2:30 p.m. If you need help in any way with real estate or any questions about investing in real estate, please give me a call at 909-694-2221. Again, that's 909-694-2221. Or go to my website at newharvestventuresllc.com. Or you know what? Email me at anthonypatrick@anthonypatrick.net.
AM 590, The Answer.
Welcome back to Anthony Patrick Roadmap on Real Estate. If you're just joining us, we are talking on important steps in the home selling process. On our first segment, we touched on how should I choose a listing agent to sell my home? Also, how do I find out how much my home is worth?
So, Angel, we're going to go back to how much my home is worth. So I could actually spruce it up myself, right? So Mindy, Angel, you guys recommend for me to declutter is the word I'm looking for my home. And then, how does it market? How do you guys do that marketing? I know, and we do a lot with our radio show too, but what about, you know, the marketing aspects, you know, selling my home, getting exposure. And we're going to talk more, a little bit more about going further as far as marketing, but what are your guys' thoughts?
Yeah, Anthony, you know what? Obviously getting your home ready, of course, you want to make sure that you put your right foot forward. And, you know, absolutely. If the question is, should I get my home ready? Once the decision has been made and the motivation is there for Mr. Steller, yes, small fixes and repairs are a must. The home needs to show well if you want top dollar, right? So, you know, you guys know me. I have three daughters. You know, I've raised them as babies under my roof in my house. And one of the things that I noticed over time is that, you know, the kids are going to be kids. I noticed that my kids placing their hands around the edges of the doors. I noticed, you know, handprints of dirt all over the walls. And my home has been lived in. And sometimes, you know, as time goes on, we don't notice these imperfections, right? And it's just one of those things that my home is lived in. And Anthony, you and I kind of are similar in a sense that, you know, I coach travel ball just like you did, and you're involved in you know, softball. You know, we were involved in that, and our weekends were shot. You know, we were throughout the week, it was all about practice, and then come weekends, we're at BLD or we're at, you know, some park far out. And so the point I'm trying to make is our honeydew just kept growing and growing and growing, right? Yeah. So this list got really long, and we just, you know, have our standard of living where I'll just do it later, you know. Right. But the truth is that now I have to list my home and I want to sell it, and then those imperfections show up. You realize, oh my gosh, my home needs a lot of work. I got all these things here that I need to take care of. So should I get my home ready? You know, what do I do? Because the last thing I want is for the home buyer to come in, we're in escrow, he does a home inspection, and you get hit with a wish list of repairs that are just like, oh my gosh, I got a lot of stuff here. So some of the tips that I would recommend with, you know, sprucing up your home, you know, that are easy and it can save you some money, you know, interior paint, exterior paint, you know, if the budget permits, you know, give it that fresh paint, you know, that neutral color blank canvas that a buyer can come in and envision themselves in the property, you know, pulling weeds, right? So pulling weeds, you get the family to help out with that, clean up that front yard, you know, talking to your gardener and say, hey, I'm going to need you a little bit extra this week. You know, we're going to pull back those bushes. We're going to really edge those turns and make sure that you have that really nice curb appeal. So when people come and see your home, they see it really clean and it looks really nice. So those are simple fixes, you know, swapping out, you know, new outlets and light switch plates.
Right.
Hands are always going on those things. So they look dirty and they don't look as clean as they should. So swapping those out are a simple fix, you know, and then you mentioned it earlier. You said, hey, decluttering, right? You know what? Definitely you want to eliminate all and open up that counter space. You know, I always say just put one thing on that flat counter and nothing else. You can put maybe a second or a third, but it better be the same theme and it better match. Otherwise, don't have multiple things on your shelving that just, you know, are too much. So decluttering is definitely something that I would recommend. And then Mindy, I know that a lot of your listings, your home show very well. Like I said, I remember Londriano when I saw it, I was like, oh my God, this home is like, it looks great. It looks lived in, but it looks really nice. Anything you wanted to share with regards to getting the home ready?
Oh, that home was really special. It was immaculate. They were proud ownerships for sure. I would recommend, you know, a cleaning, you know, nice, clean, sanitized home. Air fresheners add a touch.
That's a must.
Apple
Good job,
cinnamon.
Hon. Yes.
You know, not a lot, not overpowering, but that sense of, you know, welcome home, you know, when you walk in the door.
And I understand, hon, but I know with you, you like that you like clean toilets and just making the house clean and bright. That's one of my main things is clean and bright. So that's one of my thoughts. But I got a question for you guys. I know we can, you know, but what one of the things do is like if they ask you guys to come by their house, you can actually give them a real number that day. But, you know, like you said, laminate or, you know, or the Prego wood or whatever they have. But I got a question for you. So how is it with you guys right now showing the homes like during the COVID? Isn't there some forums and stuff I noticed? And, you know, what's going on there with this COVID?
Yep. So check this out. So the concerns of COVID, you know, started ramping up, right? So we talked about, you know, marketing a home or showing a home during COVID because that was worrisome for a lot of folks. You know, these people are putting their house in the market and traffic is coming through their door. So that was definitely a concern. And, you know, it started ramping up, right? You know, in the beginning of the year or in March. And you know, the thing with real estate is that, you know, it's a juggernaut, right? In the whole scheme of, as it relates to the economy, you know, we can't shut down real estate, right? If we were to shut down real estate, you know, it would be like, we're back at 2008 with regards to, you know, how it relates to the economy. So it's one of the, we were in a position where we had to find ways to continue marketing homes, you know, so, you know, shout out to the DRE and the state regulators who framed out and created a process to allow us to continue to do work and yet reduce the risk of anybody getting sick. So they rolled out, you know, what we call the PEED form, right? And we use it for everything. And it's the coronavirus property entry advisory and declaration form. You know, when that was rolled out, essentially, we were saying to everybody, like, look, you can come into this house. Please take all the recommended guidelines that are set forth by our city, by our state, by our counties. You know, make sure you're wearing a mask, you know, hand sanitizers. We saw just a lot of good standard practices from all avenues. And then Mindy, I'm going to go back to, again, the Londriano property, because when I saw you do that, you know, when someone walked through the front of the door, what was your setup, right? What did you have as soon as someone walked through the door?
Definitely. You know? I had the two COVID signs out. I had hand sanitizer. I had a new mask available if they didn't already have one. I had a trash can with a clean trash liner so they can dispose that on their way out. And don't forget, along with that, they enforce the PPE, which is your personal protective equipment. That's what we're talking about, the gloves, the mask, and everything.
Yep. And that essentially, you know, we want to make sure that our sellers and buyers were safe. And we were following all the guidelines to make sure that we did everything in our power to reduce the risk. Nothing's guaranteed. But you know what? We can reduce the risk. We can reduce the liability. And you know what? That's essentially what we did. You know, some of the common practices, like you said, you know, hand sanitizers, practicing social distancing, giving yourself 6 feet of space, you know, wear a mask. You know, the truth is homes are still selling and buyers are still buying. You know, we want to make sure that we protect our clients and in that situation, again, that property was an owner occupied property.
Yes.
So, you know, getting traffic through that door while someone is still living there, that's a concern, you know, because you don't know who walked through there, you know, even if they signed that form. Go ahead, Mindy. You know,
I think another important advice or tip we can give is Angel and Scott and myself, we always made sure that we showed up. We showed up for those showings. We were there at all times to enforce the PPE,
right?
All the COVID, you know, requirements for our clients. That was a handhold experience, and that's what we do.
And don't forget, listeners, you can't have open houses right now, so that's why you have to do this. You have a lot of the marketing there. You know, we could talk about and stuff like that, but there's a lot of virtual tours, 360s. They could actually walk through a technology, unbelievable. They can walk right through your house, go through, you know, press. It's funny. It's just like Google Maps. But I know we're running out of time here. But hey, listen. So okay, let's just say you guys, I worked with you guys. There, I got 10 offers. You guys advised me of the best offer. You gave me the best three. I picked one. So I know we're running out of time here. So what do you guys are seeing? Final thoughts for both of you guys about how long does it take for me to close and me to be out of my house? I know it's taking a little bit longer. I know we have 2 minutes left. So quickly, if you guys could talk on that.
Sure. So again, so now, right, the market is hot. We're receiving multiple offers. And as we review those, and then Mindy and I, again, we sit down and probably the first part is to look at the financing. Just we have to make sure that we lock our hips to that lender and we are partners from I need to know everything. I need to know where do they work? You know, are they essential? You know, is their financing solid? Their FICOs. We need to review that DU to make sure that it is solid and it's going to stick. You know, it's one of those things where you have to vet out, you know, those offers that are solid and those that are not. You know, making sure that your partner, that buyer agent, isn't on the same page. We're not trying to contest them or beat them up. We're trying to partner up with them to see if maybe I can help them to make that offer that much solid. I want to help them, you know, to make sure that the deal goes through. Because the last thing you want is to drag your seller through the mud and not doing what you should be doing with regards to vetting out that buyer. So, I think that those are some of the things that I would recommend. And Mindy, if you wanted to add something.
No, we're running out of time here. So time. What is it, like 45 days, 45 to 50 days before they close?
Minimum. Yeah,
around
it's not
there.
Your 30 day.
Because there's a lot of refinances, loans of correct going on. Is that correct?
Correct. That's accurate. Yeah. The traditional 30-day escrow is kind of out the window now.
That's
now
right.
We're up to a 45 or almost a 60-day escrow because of all everything that we're dealing with COVID as well.
Wow.
Correct.
You guys are awesome. So we're going to be on again next week talking about buying your first home, FHA loans, and go up, you know, how we can help you on that. So again, Angel, thank you for coming on.
Always a pleasure.
And Mindy, take us home, please.
Join us next week on Sunday at 2:30 p.m. We will be talking on steps of buying your first home. This is AM 590, The Answer, with Anthony Patrick, Roadmap on Real Estate from New Harvest Ventures and New Harvest Realty. You can reach us at 909-694-2221. Don't forget, if you're looking to buy or sell a home, please give us a call. God bless, pay it forward, and be kind to others.
Hello, this is Anthony Patrick, the owner of New Harvest Ventures and New Harvest Realty. I've been blessed to be a real estate investor and mentor for 15 years here in Southern California. I've learned the art of flipping houses from the ground floor as I started as a handyman. I've helped hundreds of people across the country achieve success in the real estate industry by sharing with them what I have learned. God has blessed my beautiful wife, Mindy, and me with our marriage of 25 years and our real estate business. We are excited to share all we have learned by helping others with their real estate needs. Tune into my new show, Roadmap on Real Estate, Sundays at 2:30 p.m. If you need help in any way with real estate or any questions about investing in real estate, please give me a call at 909-694-2221. Again, that's 909-694-2221. 800-222-2221 or go to my website at newharvestventuresllc.com. Or you know what? Email me at anthonypatrick@anthonypatrick.net.